Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis, Shir number 503. With all your heart, when it says Bechol Levavecha, it means with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. The will to be holy, to be Kaddosh, stems from a desire that Hashem puts in every single one of us. He gave us a Yetzer Tov. What is a Yetzer Tov? That's the desire to strive for spirituality, to connect to the source, to advance in Avodas Hashem, to be close to Hashem. This instinct of the Yetzer Tov needs to always be there. We have to reveal it. We can't not let it loose or out of control. We have to navigate it properly in the correct path based on the will of Hashem. Which is interesting because the Yetzer Tov itself, even the Yetzer Tov, used alone, it needs control. Used the right way. The fact that you're using your Yetzer Hara and you have to direct it the right way makes sense to people. The fact that you have to use your Yetzer Tov and direct it the right way makes less sense to people because it's Tov. So if it's good, it's good. But no, that has to also have a certain direction. And Yetzer Hara certainly does. We need the Yetzer Hara to also do the Ratzon Hashem, both spiritually and physically. This is how we build happy and healthy homes. Just like evil desires have to be controlled and balanced correctly, our good desires also have to be balanced correctly, that it leads us only to Ratzon Hashem. This is a most fascinating medrash. V'hine toiv ma'od. Hashem saw at the end of the creation that it was all toiv ma'od, means very good. Toiv, what's good, the Medrash says, this is Medrash Rabba Perek Tes, Samach Tes. Toiv, what is good, is a Yetzer Tov. That's a Yetzer Tov. Toiv ma'od, very good. What's the very good? Ze Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is very good. So the Medrash right away asks on this. How could that be? How could the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, be very good? It's the opposite. Ella, but it has to be that it is very good. Why? Because the reality is that she'ilule Yetzer Hara, if it wouldn't be for this Yetzer Hara that we have within us, this Yetzer Hara, the impulse to indulge, engage in worldly matters, like ban adam bias, person would not build a house, would not marry a woman, would not give birth to children, and he wouldn't go into work, and so on and so on and so on forth. So the Yetzer Hara is there for a purpose to be directed the right way. There's another Gemara that says, in Kedushin Lamed Amud Beis, Amar Lahem Li Yisrael, Hashem told Klal Yisrael, Beni, my children, Barasi Yetzer Hara, I created an evil inclination, a Yetzer Hara, Ubarasi Loi Torah Tavlin, and I created a Torah as its Tavlin. Now, the way we teach Tavlin is usually translated anecdote. It's like the medicine, that you have a bad thing called the Yetzer Hara, and then like a flu, you alleviate the symptoms of flu with this Medicate a flu shot or Tamiflu, whatever, that's sort of like an antidote to it. It's sort of like a medicine to it. So same thing over here. You have a Yetzer Hara, so Torah is the medicine. But it's not, Tavlin is not medicine. It's not anecdote. Tavlin is spice. So what's it saying here? Torah is a spice to the Yetzer Hara. How is it possible that Torah is a spice to the Yetzer Hara? What does that mean? A good dish becomes better when you add spices to it. If it's a bad dish, you can throw spices all you want, it won't be added. So what does it mean that Torah is spice to evil desires? And the answer is that the Medrash we just learned, that the very power of the evil instinct is the inner person's desire to engage and interact with the world Hashem created for us. So without the power of Torah, then the Yetzirah, the evil instinct, will drag us down to pure physicality. They'll be the opposite of the will of Hashem. And that's why it's called Ra, because it has the ability without the Torah's power. It is Ra, because it could change us completely into a terrible, terrible state. However, with the power of Torah, it's the opposite. It transforms the mundane and physical into spiritual and holy. It creates the spice that makes the Yetzirah into something beautiful that you serve Hashem with. The Tanya in Perek Chav Zayin says it in a very beautiful way. On the Pasuk, Va'asu li matamim, make me spices, kasha ahavti, as I love. And the Tanya says, matamim, spices, lashon rabim, is plural. There's two types of spices. Shnei minei nachas ruach. There are two types of pleasures that you give to Hashem. And then he says that just like matamim gashmi, and physical tasty dishes, yeshnei minei madanim, there's two types. One of them is macholim arevim or mesukim, sweet and pleasant dishes of food. Vasheni, and the second one is midvarm harifim mechamutzim. They may be sharp or spicy, so to speak, but rakshay mutubalim umusugatim, but with the proper spices and additives, it improves it to such a strong degree, achenasu madanim lohoshiva nefesh, till it becomes a pleasure that brings back the soul. And the Tanya goes on to explain that the Yetzahara, the spice that the Torah does, is it takes that spice and puts it to the Yetzahara, that now that the Yetzahara, with serving Hashem through it, using the Torah spice, it becomes a very delectable dish. It's a nachas ruach to Hashem. So the nature that Hashem instills in humans to desire and engage in pleasurable acts, physical pleasurable acts, is very good. Toiv ma'oid. Why? Because it gives us the impetus and drive to survive our daily challenges, because without it, we would not be able to function properly. And therefore, of course, we cannot do as we please. We have a Yetzahara, we have these physical desires, we turn to the Torah to give us the right balance. But with the right balance, doing Hashem's will, that very Yetzahara, with its tavlin, its anecdote, but also spice, which is the Torah, it becomes a toiv ma'oid, a very good thing. The Gra, in a Sefer Imrei Noyam, which is on Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, it explains that if it wouldn't be for a Yetzirah, you couldn't live even for one moment. Why? The Yetzirah Tov ain't a right, so the Yetzirah Tov does not want loy lechel, not to eat, loy lishis, not to drink, loy liskek lisha, not to be with a woman, v'loy liya oylem yochel liskai, and the world can't exist. Then he brings down our medrash, Tov ma'oid ze Yetzirah, and then it says, avol ha'odam tzarech lavad Hashem yisbarach gam be'yetzirah, the Gra says. You have to serve Hashem also with the Yetzirah. Hainu kash filik sha'eichel oishayisem. Even when he's eating and he's drinking, be careful to do it l'shem shemayim v'loy b'shvil tavasai. Not because of your tithe. Now, you can enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with enjoying it. But you don't. Your purpose of it is directed higher. That's a pe'ulas tzaddik. The Mishlei Perek Yud Pasuk Tzayin says, this is the Pu'ula of a tzaddik. What does pu'ula tzaddik mean? That b'tzaddik, by a tzaddik, the Vilna Gaon says, that afilah ha'pu'ula hayna ma'isa shu oisa, the deed that he does, goin achila, food, mishkel, sexual, physical relationships, hu gam king l'chaim, is also for life. And that is what it's about. Everyone has those opposite natures. The Yetzer Tov is the inner impulse that leads us to strive for spirituality. Without a Yetzer Tov, we wouldn't have the strength to look higher than ourselves. We wouldn't have the strength to look higher than the mundane. We wouldn't be able to fulfill our true purpose of why we came onto this world. So we need the Yetzer Tov to direct us. Yet this inner desire, our Yetzer Tov, is only good if it leads us to the will of Hashem. And very often, Hashem, it tells us, I need to get to the will of Hashem. You got to utilize that Yetzer Hara and use it the right way. Use it in a healthy way. This is the problem. It's brought down from the, Sefer Malchei Kodesh, Parsha Shoftim, that Kashem She Yetzer Hara Mefates Adam LaVeira Rachmana Litzlan, just like the Yetzer Hara tries to seduce a person to do sins. Kachu Mefata Oyser She Yetzadik Yoyser Midai. He also seduces you to become an excessive tzaddik, equally poisonous. That's what it means, tzedek, tzedek. More than tzedek, tzedek, is alpidrush. Tzedek, tzedek, if it's excess tzedek, tirdeif, run away from that. What I want you to do is leman tichya, choose the middle path. In kedusha, you choose the middle path. This is the difference then of parishus than kedusha. They're two different things. Parishus means to refrain, even if it's permissible. Kadosh atzecha b'mutalach. Be holy with what is permissible. And then there's a higher degree of parishus when you separate from the material world as much as possible. That's a higher level. Very few people attain it. And it takes a lot of years. The Mesilas Yesharim acknowledges that it's only for Yechidim. This is a problem when you mislearn Mesilas Yesharim. He says, Achasaridim, those remnants, few, Ashaba'am, in the nation. Hachafetim, that desire, Liskis Lekervasi Yisbarach, that they want to get close to Hashem, and they want the whole nation to be Tully in their Schus, then they could do it because they are capable of doing it. Other people are not. That precious is rare. And people learn Mesilas Yesharim, and everyone thinks to themselves, and they're idealistic perhaps, this is me. I'm supposed to be doing this. Meanwhile, your Rebbe, your Mechanech, your Madrich, your Rav will tell you, no, Loi Mitan Aleph, you're not supposed to be doing this. Not everyone could reach or should try to have that level of precious that could really backfire and bring you down to the depths. Kedusha, however, simply means living by the Ratzon Hashem. And by Mitzvahs Ayin, it means do it as intended. Not in a mundane way, not in a cheap way. That's Kadosh Atzecha B'Mutalach. You elevate it. Some teach differently. Kadosh Atzmecha, sanctify yourself, B'Mutter, from what is permissible. Create a kedusha there, from within what is permissible, while cohabiting with your wife, with your husband, in a permissible state, kadosh atzmecha. Do it with the right intention. We mentioned a few times the Yismach Moshe, two interpretations of kadosh atzmecha b'mutalach. One is the kadosh atzmecha how b'mutalach by staying away from the mutter. The second interpretation, Kadosh Atzmecha, the Mutter, by involving yourself in the Mutter, you won't come to Isser because you have already a taste of that outlet in Heter. So, Parishus is more refraining from doing certain actions. Kedusha is engaging in actions in the right way. Masil Shon talks about it even when eating and drinking and so on and so forth. And certainly with Mitzvahs Ayin, you do it with Kedusha in a complete way. So it's very important to recognize this, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to serve Him with both, with B'chol of Avecha, and you need both Yetzers. You need the Yetzer Tov to pull you out of the mundane. You need the Yetzer Hara, because that is the way Hashem wants you to serve Him. That's why Lo Nitla Torah LaMalachi Ashares, as we said many times, Hashem wants it to be with human beings, with their desires, with their cravings, but bring it and elevate it up. That is what Hashem wants. And that brings tremendous bracha into our homes. Bracha v'atzlacha.